Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Maseches Shkalim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Aaron Solomon, Le'iloi Nishmas Rabbi Cheskel ben Rabbi Yisrael.
We are now Be'ezus Hashem starting the Gemara on Daf Chaf Min Aleph, which really begins with the Gemara before on Daf Hites Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Rav Noches Otamon. Rav went down to Bavel, Chamson Mekil, and he saw that they were Mekil in Basar that was found in the hand of a guy. And he was machmir on them to aser not only Basar that was found in the hand of a guy, but even as the Gemara goes on to say, Basar shenesale mina ayin. From here, the Magen Mishnah Periches Mehoches Machos Asuras Hawachid Beis, and so to the Gra in Yeridea Simon Samach Kimos of Katan Aleph say that one sees that basar that was found in the hand of a guy is more chamer than basar shnes alim in ayin. And therefore, not only did Rav aser basar that was found in the hand of a guy, but Rav even asered basar shnes alim in ayin. And so too one sees in the Rambam. The Rambam in Periches, Mehoches Machos, Suras Hochid Beis says that basar hanimtza bead guy. Im hoyu meichri abasi Yisrael me ikar adin, the basar that was found in the hand of a guy is mutter. But ukvar asu chachamim kol basar hanimta bein bashuk bein biad goy. Chazal asered any basar that is found either bashuk or biad goy. And then the Rambam goes on to say voyoid. Not only is basar that was found in the shuk or in the hand of a guy is aser, but even someone that bought basar. Even basar shnesal mina ayin is also aser. So again, one sees clearly in the Rambam that basar that was found be'an nochri is aser is more poshet than the iser of basar shnesal mina ayin. That basar shnesal mina ayin is aser is a bigger chiddush. But the Magen Mishnah and Goyin go on to say that is not like the Gemara says in Chulin Daf Tzadihei Min Aleph. The Gemara in Chulin Daf Tzadihei Min Aleph says that even though Rav holds that Basar Shnesalam and Ayin is Aser, that is only by Basar that was actually Nesalam and Ayin. But the Gemara goes on to say that Basar that was found Be'ad Nachri is Mutter. Like Rashi explains, that Basar Shnesalam and Ayin is Aser is based on the fact Shehoye Shoacha Shoyo. For one period of time, they did not see that Basar. And therefore, we are cheshish that the basar was switched with basar nevela. On the other hand, if it was nimtza b'yad akum, the reason why basar shnimtza b'yad akum, according to the Gemara in Chulin Daf Tzadihei is mutter, is based on the fact that we say that basar was becheskas hamishtamer. And since that basar was becheskas hamishtamer, we are not worried that maybe Arvim went and switched the basar with basar nevela. So again, we have machlekes between our Gemara and the Gemara in Chulin Daf Tzadihei Min Aleph. Our Gemara holds that Basar that was found beyond Nachri has more of a reason to be Aser than Basar Shnesalam and Ayin. The Gemara in Chulin Daf Tzadihei Min Aleph, on the other hand, understands that according to Rav, only Basar Shnesalam and Ayin is Aser, but Basar that was found in the hand of a guy is Mutzer. To explain Pshat in our Gemara, that our Gemara holds the basar that was found in the hand of a guy has more of a reason to be aser than basar shasalam and ayin, we find in the Magen Mishnah that the Magen Mishnah explains as follows. That basar that was found in the hand of a guy really has two reasons why it may possibly be aser. First of all, because we are cheshish that the basar that was found in the hand of a guy was in shasalam and ayin, that for a period of time that basar was not watched in the hand of a guy. But besides for that chshash, there is another chshash as well. Since we are talking about a case that only most of the basar was basar kosher, but there is a miyat basar nevela. Since there is a miyat basar nevela, one has to be chayshish for the tzad miyat as well. That maybe this basar was found in the hand of a guy was really basar nevela. And therefore, since we have two chshashes, for that reason, our Gemara holds that basar that was found in the hand of a guy has more reason to be aser than basar shnesalam and ayin. That is how the Magen Mishnah explains our Gemara. The Plesi in Siman Samach Kimos of Katan Aleph goes on to say that we find the machlokes between our Gemara and the Gemara Menaches, if basar was found in the hand of a guy has more reason to be aser or less reason to be aser than basar shnesalam and ayin, he explains that is based on the fundamental machlekes, how one understands Rav. In other words, over here we have a roiv. Roiv basar is basar kosher. Now, do we say that since roiv basar is basar kosher, we consider that there is no tzad safik whatsoever? In other words, we do not contemplate another tzad. We say that this basar is vadai basar kosher. Or do we say that even though there is a roiv basar kosher, but there still exists a tzad miut? So the place he goes on to say that this shaila, how we look at every roiv, do we say that by every roiv there is no tzad safek, or do we say that by every roiv there is a tzad miyot, that tzad miyot continues to exist? The place he says that this is a machoikes hamiroim rav and shmuel in ksuvah saftas vavim abeis. The Mishnah Machshirin says, matzah bat tinek moshach, someone found a tinek in a city. So, im roiv akum, if most of the city are goyim, then we assume that the tinek is a goy. So we find the machlokes rav and shmuel. That we say roiv akum, does that refer to pikuach nefashis as well, or not? Rav understands roiv akum refers to pikuach nefashis. In other words, if one would have a shaila pikuach nefashis, one would not be machal shabbos for the pikuach nefashis of this tinek that one found in a city that was roiv akum. Shmuel on the other hand argues, and Shmuel says, even if you have roiv akum, still, as far as pikuach nefashis is concerned, one would be mechal shabbos misafik. So the place he explains that the machlokes rav Shmuel is how to understand roiv. Rav understands that since you have roiv akum, therefore we consider this tinek hamoshach as a vaday akum. There is no tzad safik that maybe this tinek is really Yisrael. And since we consider that this tinek has a vaday akum, for that reason, even as far as pikuach nefashis is concerned, one would not be mechal shabbos for the pikuach nefashis of this tinek. Shmuel, on the other hand, argues, and Shmuel is that even though there is a roiv, we still have a tzad safik. We still have a tzad that maybe this tinek is really Yisrael. And for that reason, if one has a shaila pikuach nefashis, even though there is a roiv, one would still be mechal shabbos to save this tinek, based on the fact we are choishesh for a miyot, because there is a miyot, the miyot continues to exist. And so do we find the machlokes rav and Shmuel in Bava Kama daf mem vav mem aleph. Do we say holchem b'momen achar haroiv, or do we say ein holchem b'momen achar haroiv? In other words, if we have a shaila, if someone owes someone else money, and we have a roiv to prove that the money is owed, do we say holchem b'momen achar roiv and we mitzi mamon based on the roiv, or do we say ein holchem b'momen achar roiv? So we find the Rav holds holchem b'momen achar haroiv. Shmuel on the other hand argues, and Shmuel says that even where there is a roiv, we still say hamitzi mechaveroi olav harayah. So again, l'chera the machlekes is based on the same shaila, that according to Rav, Rav understands that where you have a roiv, there is no tzad safik. We consider it a vaday. And for that reason, roiv is enough with which to be mighty mammon, because there is no suffik. No suffik remains since we have a roiv. Shmuel, on the other hand, holds ein holchem mammon achar roiv, because Shmuel holds that even where there is a roiv, the suffik still remains. There still remains a tzad miyot, and therefore to be mighty mammon, one can only be mighty mammon if he has a vaday. If there is no tzad suffik whatsoever, as long as the tzad suffik remains, one cannot be mighty mammon. So the place he goes on to say that this is the machlokes between our Gemara and the Gemara Nechulin of Tzadi Hei. Our Gemara understands that even where there is a roiv, the tzad miyot remains. It still remains a tzad safik. And for that reason, the Magen Mishnah says that our Gemara holds that the reason why basar that was found in the hand of a guy is more chamer than basar shel salmon ayin, because again, you have two reasons to aser this basar. First of all, there is a tzad miyot, because again, like the place he explains, our Gemara holds that there is a tzad miyot even where there is a roiv basar kasher, and there is another chshash of basar shel salmon ayin. On the other hand, the Gemara Menachas Avtzadi Hei understands that there is no tzad safik whatsoever, and since there is no tzad safik whatsoever, therefore we cannot put together the chshash that maybe the basar is basar nevela, plus maybe the basar is basar shel salmon ayin, because according to our Gemara, there is no tzad that maybe this basar is basar nevela. That is how the place he explains the machlekes between our Gemara and the Gemara Nechulin of Tzadi Hei. That is one way with which one can explain the machlekes in our Gemara and the Mar Nuchon Dav Tzadi Hei. Another way one can explain the machlekes is as follows. The Gemara Nuchon Dav Tzadi Hei Menav says as follows. V'ha derav. That the Rav said, Basar shen sa'alim min ha'ayin is also as la beferish itmar. He didn't say it explicitly. Ela mechola itmar. In other words, we understood from Rav that Basar shen sa'alim min ha'ayin is also, but Rav never said explicitly that Basar shen sa'alim min ha'ayin is also. So the Placey asks the following kasha. How can Gemara go and say that the Rav said, Basar shen sa'alim min ha'ayin also is la beferish itmar, he did not say it explicitly. We find the Gemara Nechulun brings down before. But that we learned in the previous Mishnah, in the Afitasim and Aleph, that if someone found a Varim Neveles, but Chatichais Mutaris, if someone found Chatichais Abasar, those Chatichais Abasar are Mutaris, Rav said that it says Chatichais Mutaris means Mutaris Mishom Nevela. But yet, they are still Asar Midin Basar Shnes Alam and Ayin. And for that reason, Rav had to explain that we said in the previous Mishnah, Chatichais Mutaris means not that they are mutaris lagamri, but it means to say is a mutaris mishom nevela. So, how can the Gemara say that Rav never explicitly said that Basar Shen Salman Ayin is Aser? We find that Rav said explicitly that Basar Shen Salman Ayin is Aser. So, therefore, the place he goes on to say that the Gemara says, La beferosh itmar, ela mechole itmar, does not mean that Rav never said the halacha of Basar Shen Salman Ayin Aser. Avad the Rav said halacha that Basar Shen Salman Min Ha'ayin is Aser. He said that halacha explicitly. The Gemara was asking the following shaila. Do we say that Basar Shen Salman Min Ha'ayin is Aser Misafik? Rabbanan said one has to be chayshish that maybe this Basar was switched with Basar Nevela and therefore it is Aser Misafik. Or do we say that Rabbanan went and said that Basar Shen Salman Min Ha'ayin is Aser Mitam Vaday? So from that the Rav explains our previous Mishnah that it says Chatichais Basar Mutaris means Mutaris Mishum Nevela, but yet it is Asar Mishum Basar Shen Salam and Ayin. From there, we cannot prove that Basar Shen Salam and Ayin is Asar Mitam Vade. Maybe Basar Shen Salam and Ayin is only Asar Mitam Safek. So therefore, the Gemara says Lav Befeirush Itmar Elam Chole Itmar that Basar Shen Salam and Ayin is Asar Mitam Vade. That is how the Placey explains the Gemara and Chulun Dav Tzadi Hei Med Aleph. But, as the Placey himself brings down, we find in the Shach, in Koli, Sveik Sveikas, and in Kofiot, of Katan Yed Zayin, how the Shach brings down from the Isser Veheter, that the Isser Veheter understands that we say, Basar Shnes Alem and Ayin is Aser, is only Mitam Safik. It is not Aser Mitam Vade. And therefore, the Isser Veheter goes on to say, that if you have Basar Shnes Alem and Ayin, that wasn't sarva b'achiris that can mix up with other chatichais, we say that it is mutter mitam sveik sveika. First of all, maybe the chaticha that you're eating was not that chaticha that was in the salam and ayin, and even if it was the chaticha that was in the salam and ayin, still, shemek sheirehi, maybe the chaticha itself, maybe the basar shel salam and ayin itself, is mutter. So from the Isser V'Heter, one clearly sees that Basar Shen Salam and Ayin is only Aser Mitam Safik. Rabban never went and said that Basar Shen Salam and Ayin is Aser Medrabbanan Mitam Vaday. So now getting back to the Machlekes, our Gemara, and the Gemara Nechulun Dav Tzadi Hei Med Aleph, if we say that Basar that was found in the hand of a Goy is Aser or Mutter, our Gemara understands that Basar is found in the hand of a Goy is Aser. On the other hand, the Gemara Nechulun Dav Tzadi Hei Med Aleph understands that Basar was found in the hand of a Goy's Mutter. So, one can explain the Machlekes as follows. That our Gemara understands that Basar Shnes Alem Min Ha'ayin is Aser Mitam Vaday. And since Basar Shnes Alem Min Ha'ayin is Aser Mitam Vaday, if you have Basar in the hand of a Goy, since there is a Tzad Safik, that maybe the Basar was found in the hand of a Goy was not watched over a period of time, therefore, it is Aser Misafik. On the other hand, the Gemara Nechulun Dav Tzadi Hei Amud Aleph understands that Basar Shnes Alem Min Ha'ayin is only Aser Mitam Safik, like the Isser V'Heter explains. And for that reason, Basar that was found in the hand of a Goy, even though we have a Safik that maybe the Basar was not watched over a period of time, but since even had the Basar not been watched over a period of time, it would only be Aser Misafik. So if we have a Safik if the basar was not watched over a period of time, we have a steak seika. And for that reason, the Gemara and Chulin Daf Tzadiheim and Aleph understands that basar was found in the hand of a guy's mutter. Because even though you have a suffix, that maybe this basar was not watched by the guy over a period of time, but still, all we have is a steak seika. And for that reason, it is mutter. That is another pshat that one can explain in the machlokes between our Gemara and the Moron Chulin Daf Tzadiheim. So again, either one can say that our Gemara is arguing on the Moron Chulin Daf Tzadiheim as far as the klal of Hoch and Acharoiv. Do we say that when you have a roiv, we do not see another tzad, and therefore we are not chayshish that maybe the baser that was by a guy is baser nevela? Because since you have roiv baser kosher, therefore we are not chayshish, there is no tzad that maybe his baser is baser nevela. That is how the Plesi explains the Machlekes, or one can understand the Machlekes, that the Machlekes is based on an understanding of Basar Shnes Alam and Ayin. Our Gemara understands that Basar Shnes Alam and Ayin is also Mitan Vade, and therefore, even if you have a Suffolk, if this Basar is Basar Shnes Alam and Ayin, it will be also Misuffolk. On the other hand, the Gemara Nuchon Dav Tzadihei understands that Basar Shnes Alam and Ayin is the only also Mitan Suffolk, and therefore, one would have a Sveik Sveika. Now let's go on to the next sugya. The next sugya is a sugya of Hashavas Aveda. The Gemara says if someone finds a mitzia in a place that has roiv mahalchei drachim, the halacha is the mitzia is mutaris of neisha bayil mitziyai shemihen mishum roiv mahalchei drachim. The Gemara says Amar amana kumi rabbi yisi vanan chamiyin rabbonan machrizin. And as the Gemara goes on to say that even though it is mutar me'ikar adin, still they were machmer on themselves, and they were machriz, even though one has a right to assume that the Bayim were Messiahishin based on the fact that they're roiv mahalchei drachim. Similarly, we find in the Gemara of Metziah daf Chavtawad on the base that the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda Avashalka Valtav Asreid Marshmo, Rabbi Yehuda was going after Marshmo Beshuka the Beidaisa in a place that there were Rabbi Metzuyin Sham. Amar Lehi asked the Matzah Kan Arniki, what's halacha someone found an Arniki in the Shuk? Amar Lehi told him, Arei Yoshalai, halacha is one has a right to keep something that was found in a Shuk Shaldaisa based on the fact that since you have Rav Mahalchei Drachim, therefore one can assume that the owner was Miayish. Boy, so Nas Masil Mal, let's Yisrael came and gave a Simin, does one have to return it or not? Amar Lehi told him, Chayv Lachser, if Yisrael came and gave a Simin, then the finder has to return the object to the Yisrael that gave the simon. So he asked him, Tarti, Al-Khair, it sounds like you are contradicting yourself. If you told me, Arei Yoshulei, in other words, one can assume that the owner was Miayish, why, if the owner came and gave a simon, why am I Mechuyiv to you, Machser? Amalei, Ufnim, Mishuras Adin. In other words, you're not Mechuyiv to you, Machser, Me'ikra Adin. Me'ikra Adin, we assume the owner was a Miayish, and therefore, even if the owner came and gave a simon, the finder would still have a right to keep what he found. But if Nimishur Sadin, he is Mukhuyev lehachzer. And so too is brought in Shulchan Aruch Simulation and Tess Sif Hey, that if you have Roiv Akum, even though one is not Mukhuyev to Yimachzer, still there is a Chiyuv to Yimachzer Mishum Vasisa Toiv Ayasher. In other words, if Nimishur Sadin, one should still be Machzer. In the months of Zion, we find even a bigger Chiddush. The Ramah says that even though the Allah is a Matzah from an Ori Vadoiv, Ushu Yisei Shonar, someone saves something from an Ori Vadoiv, he has a right to keep what he saved. Yet the Rama goes on to say, "Mikomakam toiv yashru lehachzer v'fnim yishur sadin." One should still be machzer. The Beis Levi in Chiyokimo Simim Memcha says that this sheet of the Rama, that even if someone saves something from an ariva adoiv, still if nim yishur sadin, one should be machzer. In the Ran and Shabbos from Heyam and Aleph, Beis Levi says we see that the Ran argues and the Ran holds that there is no din of Numishuas Hadin if one saved an object from an Ariv Adoiv Ushulise Shonar. Only by Roiv Akum do we say that of Numishuas Hadin one should be Machzer. So again, we have a Machloikes of that we say that there is a din to be Machzer with Numishuas Hadin. Does that apply only to a case of Roiv Mahalchei Drachim where one assumes that the Bayim were Miyayish based on Roiv Mahalchei Drachim or Roiv Akum, that again one assumes that the Bayim were Miyayish based on the fact that there are Roiv Akum in the city? Or do we say that the Din of Nimishur Sadin applies not only to a place of Roiv Mahalchei Drachim, but even to a place that one saved an object from Ari Vahadoiv? The Rama holds that halacha of Nimrish Rasadin applies to a case that one saved from an Ariva Adayiv. On the other hand, the Beis Halevi proves from the Ran that the Ran argues, and the Ran holds that we do not say that one is Mukhuyiv of Nimrish Rasadin in a case that one saved a Metzia from Ariva Adayiv. Ochir the Machoikis is based on the following Shaila. That we say in the Gemara of Metzia Daf Kutan on the base, that one should return the Chayfetz of Nimrish Rasadin. Why do we say that one should return the chayfetz of Nimish Rus Adin? Chayyur can be understood in one of two ways. One way one could say that we say that one should return the chayfetz of Nimish Rus Adin is based on the fact that if the owner of the chayfetz came and gave a simon and says, I was never miayish, even though al pi ikra adin, one can say that I have a right to assume that the owner was miayish and I do not have to trust the owner who says he was never miayish. But with Nimish Rus Adin, I should still return the chayfetz and trust the owner with that he says that he was never miayish. That is one way one can understand the with Nimish Rus Adin. Another way one can understand the with Nimish Rus Adin is saying as follows, that even though I have a right to assume the owner was miayish, but yet, since the owner was miayish was only Baal Korchi, in other words, he was unwillingly gave up his rights to this object, therefore with Nimish Rus Adin, I should not benefit from that the owner gave up his rights to the chayfetz unwillingly. That is another way one can understand that we say that one should return the chayfetz of Nimrish Rus Adin. That is the machlokes between the Ramah and like the Beis Halevi proofs from the Ran. That the Ramah understood, based on our Gemara, that we say that by Riv Mahalchei Drachim, there still exists Olof Nimrish Rus Adin. It is based on the fact that even though we assume he was Miyayish, but since his Yush was Baal Korchai. In other words, he didn't willingly give up his rights to the Chayfetz. For that reason, I have a din to return the Chayfetz of Nimrish Rus Adin. And for that reason, the Ramah goes on to say that this din of Nimrish Rus Adin applies not only to a case of Rav Malchei Drachim, but it applies to a case of Shuisei Shel Nar as well. Even though over there was no tzad that the owner was not Miyayish. And I have a right to take the chayfetz, even if the owner explicitly says he was not miayish, like the Gemara says, Rachmana Shari, the Torah itself said that one is mutter to take this chayfetz. But yet there still exists of Nimrish Rus Adin based on the fact that he did not give up his right to the chayfetz willingly. The Ran Ucheira understands that our Gemara says of Nimrish Rus Adin is based on the fact that with Nimrish Rus Adin, I should rely on the owner who says he was never miayish. But on the other hand, in a case of Matzah Marim and Adayiv, that over there is no tzad, that I have to be cheshish, that maybe it still belongs to the owner, because again, even if the owner explicitly says he was never miayish, still I have a right to keep the chayfetz. So over there does not exist any din of if Nimrish Rus Adin. That is a chayra, the machlokes between the Ramah and the Ran. In our Gemara, one sees a bigger chiddush. In our Gemara, one sees, and not only is there a din if Nimrish Rus Adin to return the chayfetz when the owner came and gave a simon? But from our Gemara, one sees that if Nimrish Rus Adin, one has a chiyuv to machris, one has a chiyuv to go and announce and go and try to mekayim the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. So from our Gemara, one sees a much bigger chiddush. From our Gemara, one sees that we say if Nimrish Rus Adin, though if Nimrish Rus Adin is to be chayshish for the miyot, even though rave people are miayish, but yet there is a miyot, there are miyot people that are not miayish. And we are cheshesh for the miyot. If Nimrish Rus Adin, one should be cheshesh for the miyot. And for that reason, not only do they give back the aveda to the owner that came and gave a simon, but yet they went over machris himakayim the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda because they were cheshesh for the miyot. So now we have a machlokes between our Gemara and the Gemara of Matzia Chavtal on the base. If that we say that there is a din of Nimrish Rus Adin, does that apply only to give it back when the owner comes and gives a simon, or does that apply to the chiyuv lahachris as well? Our Gemara understands that we say with Nimrish Rus Adin that one is mechuyav lahachris. On the other hand, the Gemara of Matzia understands that we say with Nimrish Rus Adin is referring to when the owner comes and gives a simon. Then with Nimrish Rus Adin, I should give it back to the owner that gave a simon. Chayyur the Machlokes is based on that we said previously from the Plesi. That again, our Gemara understands that even where one has a roiv, there still is a miyot. There still exists a suffik. And for that reason, even though that you have a roiv, the roiv people in such a situation are miyayish, but there is a miyot, And for that reason, our Gemara holds that if Nimi Shuas Hadin, one should be Cheshish for the Miyat. On the other hand, the Gemara and Baba Matziah Chavtal and Rebeis understands, like we said before from the Placey in the Gemara and Chulun Daf Tzadihei, that where there is a Roiv, there is no Miyat whatsoever. And for that reason, the Gemara and Baba Matziah understands that even if Nimi Shuas Hadin, one is not Mechuyav L'Achris. All we say is that if Nimi Shuas Hadin, when the Yisrael comes and gives a Siman, one should return the Chefetz. Either, like the Ramah understands, based on the fact that he gave up his right to the Chefetz unwillingly, or, like the Ramah understands, that one with Nimi Shuas Hadin should trust the owner when he says that he was not Miyayish. But again, the Gemara in Bava Metzia understands that we are not Cheshish for the Miyayish, and for that reason, even if Nimi Shuas Hadin, there is no Chiyuv L'Hachris. Now let's go on to the next sugya. The Mishnah says, "Behemah shenim says Mirshalayim va'ad Megdol Eder." If someone found an animal, if someone found the zachar, he's makav it as an oilan. And keves of cheshamim. The Mishnah says, "Birushena hayum emashkin and es meitzah." Birushena, the use of emashkin, the person that found this animal, that he should be the one to bring the zachim. Chazu is manichem eisal baruchim. The person that found the animal used to leave the animal and run away. Hiskinu basin, therefore, based on mesaka and shiun nesachah boen mishal tibur. The tzibur itself should be the ones to supply the nesachim of this animal. One has to know why originally were they mamashkin the person that found the animal? Why was it his achrayas to be the one to bring the nesachim? Just because he found the animal, that itself should be a reason. He should be the one to be responsible to bring its nesachim. So from here, the briskerov, which is brought down in Kisvei Hagriz, Menachos Daf Nun Aleph on the base of the following chiddush. Riskirov said that from here we see that besides for the actual owner of the carbon, there is someone who is called the Mavius a carbon. There is someone who is called the one who is bringing the carbon. And the one who is bringing the carbon has Chiyuvim as well. For that he is called the Mavius a carbon. And therefore the Riskirov goes on to say that the person that found the carbon is considered the Mevi, is considered the one who is bringing the carbon. And since he is the Mevi Yisak carbon, for that reason, he is the one who is Mechuyev to bring the Nesachim. Because the Chiyuv Nesachim is responsibility of the one who is bringing the carbon. That is how the Briskerov explains our Mishnah. In the Rambam and Pirush Mishnayis, we find the following Chiddush. The Rambam says, if someone finds a carbon, he is makriv the carbon, ashwamim, the yoichal oisai hamaitse, the person that found it is the one that eats the basar, lefi shehuma mainai al ikre dinav. It is considered belonging to the maitse. It belongs to the maitse a carbon. And for that reason, he is the one that eats the basar, because he is the one that actually owns the carbon. And therefore the Rambam goes on to save him, Yavi b'mikra shakir b'ayov. In other words, if later on he finds out who the owners were, Yitzmai damav, he'll pay for the carbon. But again, one sees in the Rambam that the person that found the carbon is the actual owner of the carbon, which as Rameh Simcha and Or Samech per Gimel Milchushkom Malacha Yud and the Pnei Yeshua and Kedushin Daf and Heim and Beis explain, that this carbon is considered the mumminess of the person that found the carbon, is based, our Mishnah is going like a Risa Aglili, that holds Kachim Kalim Mamun Bailim. And since Kachim Kalim Mamun Bailim, therefore, one has a right to sell his Kachim Kalim. And so too, one can be Zeicha in someone else's Kachim Kalim, either with Yush, or before Yush, based on that we say that if someone finds a Metziah, he can be Shom de Mayem Meinichan. He has a right to evaluate the object that he found, put the money on the side for the owner, and take over the actual ownership of the Chefetz. And therefore, the Rambam says that he, the person that found the carbon, becomes the owner of the carbon, and therefore he has right to eat the basar. And the Pnei Yeshua goes on to say that not only does he have right to eat the basar, but the Pnei Yeshua says, we see in Tosfos and Kiddushin Daf Nun Hei Amud Beis, that he is the one who is actually Semech on the carbon. He does Smich on the carbon. Based on the fact that he is the owner of this carbon. The person that found the carbon is the owner of the carbon. And for that reason, he's the one that does smicha on the carbon, which is based on that that the Pnei Yeshua understands, that one has a right, according to Reis HaGlili, to sell his Kachem Kalim, is not only as far as the ownership of the Kachem Kalim is concerned, but, as the Pnei Yeshua explains, that according to Reis HaGlili, one has a right to become the actual meskaper of someone else's carbon. In other words, if someone was mafresh hashomim, and he sold the shomim to someone else, not only does a second person who bought the kachem kalim have a right to eat the baser because he is the owner of the animal, but he becomes a miskaper. It is considered completely the second one's carbon. And for that reason, Pnei Yeshua understands that not only does he have a right to eat the baser like we find in the Rambam and Pirush Mishnayos, but as Tosis and Kiddushin explains, he is the one to do smicha. Even though smicha does not depend upon the owner, it depends on the miskaper, it depends on the one who has the kapar of the carbon. But again, he is considered the miskaper based on the shita of Rabbi Yisrael Gwili Kachem Kalam Mom and Bailim. That is the shita of the Pnei Yeshua. Tosis HaChoshen and Simin Tafav, on the other hand, argues on the Pnei Yeshua and understands that even according to Rabbi Yisrael Gwili that holds Kachem Kalam Mom and Bailim, and one has a right to sell his kachem kalim, that is only as far as the achilas baser is concerned. As far as the one who eats the baser, the person who bought the kachem kalim has a right to eat the baser. But that does not mean that he is considered the miskaper of this carbon. The miskaper remains the one who is actually makdish the carbon. But again, as we see in the Rambam, one sees that the person that found the carbon is actually zeich in the carbon. He actually owns the carbon. Either completely, like the Pnei Yeshua, that it's his carbon, not only as far as Achilas Basar, even as far as Kapara, or like the Ksais, at least as far as Achilas Basar is concerned. So now getting back to our Mishnah, according to the Rambam, one can say that the Meitze was mechuyev to bring the Nesachim is not because of this new halacha, as the Brisker Rav explains, that he is a mevi a carbon. For that he is mevi a carbon, that is why he is responsible to bring the nesachim. But according to the Rambam, one can say that the moitzi is mechuyev to bring the nesachim is based on the fact that the carbon is considered his carbon. He was eicha in the carbon, and for that reason, he was mechuyev to bring the nesachim. That is another pshat one can explain in that the moitzi was responsible for bringing the nesachim. So again, Either one can explain our Mishnah that the Meitzi was responsible to bring the Nesachim is based on the Brisker Rav, that one sees in our Mishnah that there is a new halacha called, that there is someone called a Mevi Esa Karban, the one that's bringing the Karban, and the one that brings the Karban has an Achrayas and it's his responsibility to bring the Nesachim. Or one can say, based on the Rambam Pirush Mishnayos, that the person that found the Karban was actually the Bala Karban, based on a Yisrael Gwili that holds Kachem Kalem Omen Bailam. Now let's go on to the next sugya, the next part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "V'chein gerish ha-meis." If let's say a ger that was meis, we niach zvachim and left over zvachim. Im yeish hoi nesachim, kreivim mishilai. If he was mafresh nesachim, then the nesachim are kreivim mishilai. V'mlav, if he was not mafresh nesachim, then kreivim mishal tzibur. Then the tzibur are the ones that actually bring the nesachim for the carbon of this gerish ha-meis. Tesis Menachas Tafnan Aleph from the base explains, Yeshu Nesachim, Tesis explains Shafrishan Bechayad, he was actually Mafresh Nesachim while he was still alive. Tesis goes on to say, Lachar Misa, Havei HaKol Hefker, because Lachar Misa, all his money is Hefker. And since all his money is Hefker, if he was not actually Mafresh the Nesachim of the carbon while he was still alive, we can't bring the Nesachim from his money, because his money is no longer his money is now Hefker. And therefore the Nesachim have to come Mishal Tzibur. We find that B'Kiveger asked the following kasha. Why do we say, as Tesis explains, that the only time do we bring the Nesachim from the Meis is only if he was actually Mafresh Nesachim, if he was not Mafresh Nesachim, then the Nesachim will come Mishal Tzibur? Why don't we say that since the Ger was Makabo on himself to bring a carbon, he was already Mechuyev in Nesachim, and therefore, his money is meshubed to bring with his money nesachim. And since his money is meshubed, even though now that he was meis, his money is now hefker, But as long as his money is meshubed, we can still be goyver from the money that is now hefker. Like you find that any money that the ger owes other people, even after he was mase, can be collected from his money, based on the fact that shibud was chal at the time the ger was still alive. So therefore, Kiveger asks, why do we need that he was actually mafresh the nesachim? Even if he was not mafresh the nesachim, we should still have a right to use the money that the ger left over to bring from that money nesachim. So we find that our gadol in the ninth parak of Menaches and so too in the Rosh Hashanah daf now from Abay say that Tesis is explaining our Mishnah according to the Manda Omer Shibuda Lav Der Eisa. In other words, the Manda Omer that holds Shibuda Lav Der Eisa understands that just because someone has a specific chiyuv does not necessarily mean that his nechasim are meshubadim. And therefore, for that reason, our Mishnah says that the only time do we say that the nesachim come from the mace, from the gerush mace, is only if he was actually mafresh nesachim. If he was not actually mafresh nesachim, even though he was mechuyev, but since our Mishnah is going like Madama the Hochbudo Avdereisa, the fact that he was mechuyev, that itself is not enough of a reason to create a shibud. That is how they explain our Tesis. But now one has to understand, if that's true, that our Mishnah according to Tesis is going like Manda Mishbudo Avdereisa, and just because there was a chiv to bring Nesachim is not enough of a reason that the Nechasim should be Meshubid. The money that he has is not Meshubid. If so, what is the difference between Gersh and Mace or a regular person that was Mace? If let's say a regular person was Mafresh HaKorban and he was Mace, we should have the same halacha. And just like by Gersh and Mace, we say that the Nechasim of the Ger are not Meshubid. And for that reason, if he was Mace without being Mafresh Nesachim, we do not bring the Nesachim from the money that he left over. So to any person that was mafresh, a carbon, we should say that as long as he was not mafresh Nesachim, we cannot bring the Nesachim from his property based on the fact that our Mishnah is going according to Madam HaHochibud Lav Der Eisa. So from here, the Argodon and the Yerushalayim both say that a regular Yerush, if let's say someone was mafresh a carbon, and he was mace, and he has Yarshim, that a regular Yerush brings Nesachim is not from the money that he yarshin, because the money that he yarshin is meshubit for Nesachim. That he brings Nesachim is for his own chiyuv. And they go and explain that the yarshin brings Nesachim is based on the fact that when a yarsh brings the carbon of his father, he has a kapara as well. And since he has a kapara, that kapara is itself enough of a reason to mechayev him to bring Nesachim. The Nigyon Tevet Simon Peizayin on the other end explains that Tesis explains in our Mishnah that by Ger Shemes, the only time we bring Nesachim from the Ger is only if he was actually Mafresh Nesachim, is not only like the Mandam Rishbudu Av Dereisa, even according to Mandam and the Hochibudu Dereisa, which means, in other words, if someone has a specific Chiv, not only is he Mechuyiv, but his Nechasim are Meshubadim as well. Still, we say that the nechasim of the mace are not meshubit for his nesachav. And then Yontif goes on to explain. Because even when someone says, Arei carbon that's on me to bring a carbon, that he becomes mechuyiv in the nischei ha-carbon is only with that kravas ha-carbon. That kravas ha-carbon is what creates the chiyuv to bring nesachim. Until the time of that kravas ha-carbon, there is no chiyuv whatsoever to bring nesachim. And therefore, by Ger Shemes, as long as he was not yet mafresh nesachim, we do not say that his nechasim are meshubadim for the chiyuv that he has. Because again, the chiyuv to bring the nesachim only starts once the carbon was actually hukav agabei mizbeach. And for that reason, Tosfos says that the only time that the nesachim are brought from the Ger Shemes is only if he was actually mafresh nesachim. That is how the Enigyontev and Simon Peizayin explains our Tosfos. So again, we have a machlokes achrinim. When is the chiyuv nesachim chal from? Is it chal with that he says harei korban? When he says harei korban, that includes not only the behema, but it includes the nesachim as well. Or do we say that the chiyuv nesachim only starts from the time of the actual kravas korban? Before the time of the actual kravas korban, there is no chiyuv nesachim whatsoever, which is a shita of the Nigantif. Now with this, let's go back to the previous part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Nachri Shashalach Elasim Medinas Hayam. Fatsay Goy sent his Eilam in Medinas Hayam. Vishalachim and Asachim be sent with the Eilam Nesachim, craving Mishoi. We bring the Nesachim from the Goy. Then, Lav, if he did not send Nesachim, craving Mishal Tibur, then we bring the Nesachim, Mishal Tibur. Well, the obvious question is, why don't we force the Goy to bring Nesachim? So before we answer this Kasha, we have to go to the Gemara and Zvachim Daf Mem Hei. The Gemara and Zvachim Daf Mem Hei says that we learn out from an Ezrach that a Goy is Nesma'et from Nesachim. That we say, that a Goy is Nesma'et from Nesachim, we find the following Machlekes, the Rambam, in Perkimu Mihochas Ma'is, Kabanas Chalchei, and Rashi. Rashi understands that a Goy is only Nesma'et from bringing Nesachim by themselves. But, as far as bringing Nesachim together with the carbon, a Goy is not Nesma'et. A Goy does bring Nesachim together with his carbon. The Rambam, on the other hand, understands that we say that a Goy is Nesma'et from bringing Nesachim is not only referring to Nesachim by themselves, but even Nesachim together with his carbon, a Goy is also Nesma'et. That a Goy is Nesma'et, as the Lechem Mishnah explains, from being Mechuyiv, from bringing Nesachim together with his carbon. That is how the Rambam understands the Gemara and Zvachim Daf Mehem and Aleph. So again, the Kasha that we previously asked is only a Kasha if one understands like Rashi, that the Mir HaGoy from the Sachem is only as far as bringing the Sachem by themselves. But as far as bringing the Sachem with a carbon, a Goy is the same as a Yisrael. Just like as Yisrael is a Chiv in the Sachem, so to a Goy is a Chiv in the Sachem. But according to the Rambam, the Kasha that we asked previously would not be Shver, because the Rambam understands that the Mir of a Goy is a Mir that a Goy is not Mechuyiv to bring the Sachem together with his carbon. And for that reason, our Gemara says that only if he actually sent the Nesachim do we bring the Nesachim from the Goy. Otherwise, the Nesachim come Mishal Tibur. But again, according to Rashi, the Kasha that we asked before is Shver. Why do we say that only if he sent the Nesachim do they come from the Goy? Uchayr, one should force the Goy to actually bring the Nesachim. So we find in the Menachas Avram, in Menachas, Daf and Al from a base that answers this Kasha, based on the previous Kiddush of the Enigantif, that the Chiyam Nesachim begins with the actual Akravas HaKarban. But to preface Menachas Avram's Teretz, one has to say as follows. We find that Kivegon of Yedizari asked the following Kasha. How can we go and be Mechayev a Goy to bring a carbon and force a Goy to bring a carbon? A Goy is not Muzer on Bal Yachel. If a Goy makes an Eder, he is not Muzer not to be either on the nether that he made. And since the Goy is not Muzer not to be over on the nether that he made, what is Mechayev the Goy to actually carry out his nether when he was neider to bring a carbon? So we find that the Miluim and Siman Aleph says that a Goy is Mechuyiv to bring a carbon is not based on the fact that he made a nether and he is Mechuyiv to keep his nether. But rather, it is based on that we say, when someone promises something l'gavaya, it's as if he made an actual kinyan, an actual akno l'gavaya. And therefore, that Mulim goes on to say that a Goy is mechuyev to carry out his nether when he said that he would be neider, a korban, to the Beis HaMikdash, is based on that we say, amirasei l'gavaya k'mesirasei l'hedjit. And therefore, the Menachas Avram goes on to say, that is only as far as the actual carbon is concerned. Only then do we say that we force the Goy to Mekayim his nether based on the halacha of Amirasa Gavayik Mesirasi Lehejit. But as far as the Nesachim are concerned, that is not included in his actual nether. Therefore, there is no Amirasa Gavaya on the Nesachim. Because again, as Inigantiv says, the Chi of Nesachim begins with Akrava. And since the Chi of Nesachim begins with Akrava, therefore, there is no chiyuv on the Goy to be makriv nesachim. Because again, according to Adam Mulim, the whole chiyuv on the Goy is dependent upon Amirasa Gavaya. And since Amirasa Gavaya was only on the behema, on the animal itself, therefore, there is no chiyuv on the Goy to be makriv nesachim. And for that reason, our Mishnah says that we are only makriv nesachim on the Goy if the Goy actually sends nesachim. Now let's go on to the next sugya. On the Gemara number base, the Gemara says, "Remana boi meimer boi bayim shenskar of tchila aveda the day that which the kohen gadol becomes nskar of tchila aveda In other words, he never did Aveda previously, and he's doing Aveda for the first time as a Kayan and as a Kayan Gadol. But yet, Halach is maybe Shtayim. Achas Chinuchai, Achas Chayvas Hayim. He brings two Menaches, one for Chinuchai, and one, another Mincha, for the Chayvas Hayim, which Kayan Gadol brings every single day. In the Gemara Menaches, Tatayin Chesam and Al, we find that the Gemara Menaches argues on our Gemara. Our Gemara says that you only bring two Menaches. The Gemara in Menaches says if the Kohen never did Aveda and he was appointed to be the Kohen Gadol, he brings three Menaches. One, as a regular Kohen. Second of all, as a Kohen Gadol. Third of all, for the Mincha that the Kohen Gadol brings every single day. So to understand the Machlekes, we find the Meir Simcha in our Sameach and Hilchas Kohen Mikdash explains as follows. He explains that our Gemara and the Gemara Menaches are arguing in the following Shaila. Do we say that a Kohen Gadol is a new entity called a Kohen Gadol, or do we say that a Kohen Gadol is a Kohen Hedyet plus? And therefore, Meir Simcha goes on to say that our Gemara understands that a Kohen Gadol is a new entity. We don't look at a Kohen Gadol as including a Kohen Hedyet, but he has Kedusha, Yisera, over a Kohen Hedyet as well. But yet a Kohen Gadol is a new entity, and therefore our Gemara understands that when he was asmanet to be a Kohen Gadol, he does not have to bring a Minchas Chinuch as a Kohen Hedyet, because all we see him is as a Kohen Gadol. The Gemara Menaches, on the other hand, understands that every Kohen Gadol is a Kohen Hedyet plus. And for that reason, he was asmanet as Kohen Gadol. If he never did Aveda before, he has to bring a Minchas Chinuch not only as a Kohen Gadol, but he has to bring a Minchas Chinuch as a Kohen Hedyet as well. That is how Meir Simcha explains the machlokes between our Gemara and the Gemara Menaches. That is one way with which one can understand the machlokes. Another way with which one can understand the machlokes is one can say as follows. That really everyone agrees that there's a new entity called the Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol is not a Kohen Hedyet plus. That our Gemara and the Gemara Menaches are arguing is that they are arguing in the following Shaila. That every Kohen Hedyet brings a Mincha. Is that Mincha to mechanech him to be a Kohen Hedyet? Or, as we find in the Sefer Shmaita, the Kohen Gadol, Shmaita Zayin, another tzad, that the Mincha the Kohen Hedyet brings is not to mechanech him as being a Kohen Hedyet. The Mincha is a Mincha to mechanech every Kohen as they begin their Aveda. And therefore one can say that our Gemara understands that the Mincha that Kohen Hedyet brings is the Mechanechim as a Kohen Hedyet. And therefore, since a Kohen Gadol is not a Kohen Hedyet plus, a Kohen Gadol is a new entity called a Kohen Gadol, there is no reason for him to bring a Mincha as a Kohen Hedyet. On the other hand, the Gemara in Menachas understands that the Mincha that every Kohen Hedyet brings is not brought as a Kohen Hedyet. It's brought because now is when he's beginning his Aveda. And therefore, even though he's starting off his Aveda as a Kohen Gadol, he is still mechuyev to bring the same Mincha that every Kohen Hedyet brings, because now is when he is beginning his Aveda. That is another pshat that one can say in the Machlokes between our Gemara and the Gemara Menaches. So again, there are two Mahalchim to explain the Machlokes between our Gemara and the Gemara Menaches. If when the Kohen Gadol starts doing the Aveda as a Kohen Gadol, if he brings two Menaches or three Menaches, one pshat one can say, as Amir Simcha explains Machlokes is, and how to understand the Kohen Gadol, is a Kohen Gadol a new entity called a Kohen Gadol, or a Kohen Gadol is a Kohen Hedyet plus? Or do we say that the Machlokes is in how to understand the Mincha that every Kohen Hedyet brings? Is it to mechanechim as a Kohen Hedyet? Or is it a Mincha that is brought because now is when he is beginning to do the Aveda?
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.